morning. Today's Afkuf Mem Zayin. Today's year is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Ilanish Maskitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda. We're on the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. I believe we are on the second line from the bottom.
Yeah,
Mantan. Okay, so we were discussing the topic of whether or not we can look at somebody and determine whether or not they were acting as a shechiv merah, giving away all their property in contemplation of death or not. Tosfos raises the question about what about dvarim shebelevi and dvarim? What about, we don't care what you think, we only care how you act, right? Okay, good question, right? Same idea, right? So the answer is the behavior subsumes what you were thinking, because most people will act the way they think. It's the same. It goes hand in hand. Very rarely do you have, right, a guy, let's say, you have these cases, a guy sold all his property because he said he's making aliyah, right? Or he never said it, but everyone heard. There's a thing in the newspaper about it, they're making aliyah. He never said a word. And then it falls through, he ends up staying. So the question is, can all the property go back? Right? I don't believe. Because it's assumed that the actions, the behavior, overrides the Dvarim Shebelev, because we assume they go hand in hand. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Man Tana L'Hadda Tana Rabbanan. Who holds the following? Harecha Yechole, a guy's sick, Umutel B'mita, and he's on his deathbed. V'amru lo, Nechasayach L'mi. What should we do with all your Nechasim? V'amar Lohen, and he says, Dome Sheyesh Li Ben. I thought I had a son. I always thought I had a son. Achshav she'ein li ben. Now that I see I don't have a son, why don't I have a son? Because you're asking me what I want to do. Obviously, it's no Yerusha. So you're asking me, what's going to be? What do you mean what's going to be? I thought I had a son. You're asking me. It must be I don't have a son. So achshav she'ein li ben. Nechasei leploni. So-and-so. Hayechole umuta b'mita. A guy is on his deathbed. He's dying away. And they say to him, no, who gets your nechasim? Amalehen, doma she'ishti mu'beres. I thought my wife was pregnant. Sorry. Doma she'ishti mu'beres. I thought my wife was pregnant. You ask me what's going to be? My wife is pregnant, no? Achshav, you're asking me now. Obviously not. She ain't ishti mu'beres. She's not pregnant. Nechasei leploni, right? I'm giving it to so-and-so. V'noda sheyesh lo ben. Turns out he did have a son. Turns out he did. Oh, sheyesh to muberes. It turns out he did it. His wife was pregnant. They made a mistake. They asked him that. It was a miscommunication over here somehow. He did have a son all along. Ein matana sa matana. That's not a matana. Why? The whole thing was false pretenses. He only gave that. Only said that. All right, I'll give it to Ploni. Why did he say that? Because they came over to him. They gave him the impression he didn't have any children. If I don't have any children, I'll give my neighbor. So who is that? Lema Rav Shimon Manasseh. V'lo Rabbanan. That's Rav Shimon Manasseh. That's exactly what we said yesterday. Right? It's the same with that Shita. So the Gemara says, no. Afilu Teima Rabbanan. You can even say it's the Rabbanan. Why? Dome Shiny. Because when you said Dome, it appears to me that's different. Why is that different? Exactly. So the Gemara says, "V'tika arile, Micah arile." So what was the question? Think. What was the questioner thinking? Okay, so what was the question? If it's so poshut that the word dome is different, so what was the guy thinking? Whoever asked this question, what was the questioner of the Gemara thinking? So the Gemara answers, "Ma'atim." I would have thought ta'irehu dekamatger. Nah, he wasn't giving a gift because of what they said. He was just recalling his tsar. Look at this, I'm dying without any children. How terrible is that of me? That's what he's saying. That's what he thought he would say. Kamash Malan, he's not saying that. What's he saying? He's just saying, listen, that's he telling me that I don't have any children, then I'm going to give it to so-and-so. So even the Rabbanon would agree that sale goes back. Everybody would agree to that. Why? Because he said Domer. Okay, next. Amar Bzera Amarav. Menayin l'matana shechiv mirah shehu minatorah. How do you know that the matana shechiv mirah is minatorah? Matana Shechiv Mirah is not Minat Torah. There's no, it's not, what do we mean by Matana Shechiv Mirah? The Rashbam is going to say it in classic 20 lines tomorrow, that the only difference between a Shechiv Mirah and a regular person is the Kinyan. That's the only difference. In other words, a Shechiv Mirah can give something to somebody without a Kinyan. A healthy person can only do it with a Kinyan. So tomorrow, the Gemara is going to come up with a case where Shechiv Mirah, there is no Kinyan. Does it work? That's tomorrow's daf. No Kinyan. For example, things that are low bala olam. Would that work? That's the Gemara's question tomorrow. The whole Gemara tomorrow is that question. But otherwise, they're exactly the same. The only thing is, we'll make a lot of Kinyan. That's all. That's not Minat Torah. That's not Minat Torah at all. We're not making on a Kinyan Minat Torah. The Torah didn't say that for Shechiv Mirah, what's the reason we make it? Because if we wait to bring Edim to make a Kinyan, the Shechiv Mirah is all frustrated and all upset and all nervous. He's dying. And then maybe it'll make him die earlier. It'll make him die faster. That's the Cheshvin. That's the thinking. So for that, we'll make it. You know what? No Kinyan by Shechiv Mirah. No one has to have a Kinyan. Don't worry about it. That no one holds this Minat Torah. The question is, is there a smach min haTorah, a remez, a smachta? That's all the Gemara means to say over here. Most Rishonim learn this way. That's all we mean to say over here. A smachta from the Torah. Where's there a hint that there's such a concept that the Chacham came up with an idea will be make up for a Shechiv Mirah? It's not a din min haTorah at all. So, Shenemar, it says, V'havarta mes nachalasa olabito. You pass over the nachla, if a guy dies without any sons, so the pasuk says, you pass over the nachla to the daughter. Yesh lecha havara cheres shehikazu. There's another passing over, very similar to this. Ve'ezuzu, what's that? Matana Shechiv Mirah. It's a matana Shechiv Mirah. In other words, not only is there a case where a guy can give over, he passed over his sons, he doesn't have any sons, and he gives to the daughter, there's another case where a guy could pass over Dina Yerusha and give it to whoever he wants. Just like Yerusha, there's no Kinyan. I have another case where there's no Kinyan. What's that? Shechiv Mirah. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu Mehacha. Rav Nachman says, from here, a different place. It says in the Torah, V'nasata misnachalasa la'achiv. If there's no sons, no daughters, no father, who gets it? The brothers. Right? I have another case where you can pass over everybody and give whoever you want. The Gemara now is going to ask, why didn't one like the other one's pasuk, and why didn't each one like the other one's pasuk? That seems to imply that it's a din daraisa. If it's an asmachta, what's the kash? What's the kash now? Rav Nachman, right time lo mehavartim. Why didn't Rav Nachman learn from mehavartim? Why didn't he learn what? That's an asmachta? That's the difficulty over here. Who cares? What pasuk you learn it from? You can learn it from pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's asmachta. That's such a thing as a matana Shechiv Mirah. You want to have asmachta? Yeah, so we try to make asmachtas make fit in with the pasuk. So when a guy's bimav sedra and it comes to this pasuk, yeah, right, and there's a chacham over here made a takana about Shechiv Mirah, I remember now. So you have it a little bit connected. Right, if the pasuk is connected, it'll jar your memory, and then you'll be able to remember it. That's what an asmachta is. The Chacham made up a rule, but they gave a hint in the Torah that you should remember it. So then, what's the difference? What pasuk it is? That's a little bit of a difficulty. What's the difference? What pasuk it is? So why doesn't Rav Nachman learn like from that? My time, where am I? Rav Nachman, my time alone, my Ma'avartim. Why did Rav Nachman like the pasuk of Ma'avartim? So the answer is, oh, we buy a little kid to Rebbe, because already that pasuk of Havartem, that if you don't have any sons, you give to a daughter, that pasuk already, we learn a lot of things out of that pasuk. That's a very busy pasuk. The Tanya, we learned, Rebbe Omer, we said this already many times, the Kula Nemer Behen Nesina. By every other relative, it says the word Nesina, giving. The Kan Nemer Havara. By a daughter, it uses a very funny lashon. It uses the lashon of the Havara. Why? Ein lecha shema v'nachla misheve misheve elavas. You want to know how your nachla is going to leave your shevet? Give it to your daughter. Why? Because she's going to get married to someone else, and it's going to be gone. Or she's going to have a son, and the son follows the shevet of the husband, so it's going to be gone. You want to know how to have your nachla pass from shevet to shevet? Just yarshin it to your daughter. That's a clear way it's going to happen. Hovel ubna ubayla yarshin osa. She says, Rav Nachman, I didn't want anyone to mistake and learn an asmachta from this pasuk. This is a very busy pasuk, right? This pasuk teaches me already another halacha. I don't want anyone to have to think up what's the asmachta from this pasuk. Therefore, he didn't want to use this pasuk. Rav Zeira, my time alone, Rav Nasatim. Why didn't Rav Zeira like Rav Nachman's pasuk? So the Gemara says, Urche dekrahu, because that pasuk is just, that's the way the Torah talks. Right? What does that mean? That's the way the Torah talks. The word unasat, what's the extra word? What's going to jar someone's memory and make them think of an asmachta from the pasuk of uvinasatem? Vinasatem is nachalas ala achiv. What's going to make him think the sentence learned from that pasuk? What else should the pasuk say? What else should the pasuk say? What should it say? There's no extra word. What should the pasuk say? You give to your brothers. There's no relatives. The brothers are next in line. What else should it say? So therefore, that's how the pasuk, the Torah's got to say it. Therefore, that would not make anyone pipe up. Therefore, I use vavaitim. Vavaitim is a very strange word. Hey, what's the name of vavaitim for? Oh, right, the Chacham had a takana about shchimera. That'll make you think about it. Rav Nachman said, yeah, but people, the halachas you learn from that word. Forget asmachta, the halachas. So that's really very crowded. So I'll use a different pasuk. All right, that's how they darshan it. Okay? Rav Menashe bar Yirmiya amar mihacha. Rav Menashe bar Yirmiya says from over here. Pasuk in Navi. It says, B'yamim mahem, chala chizkiya lamus, chizkiya was going to die, v'yavu elav Yishaya ben Amot, hanavi, Yishaya came to him, by the way, it was his father-in-law, the Yomer Elov, Komar Hashem, Tzav Lebeit Zecha, go give your, Yishai tells Yechizkiyahu, go settle your affairs. Settle your affairs. Kimeisata, because you're going to die. Velo Tichya, and you're not going to live. So what do you see? Bitzava Ba'alma, just by settling the affairs, no Kinyonim, no Edim, just by settling your affairs, you see from that pasuk in Yishaya. It's in Yishaya. It's in Malachim Beis. You see from that pasuk in Malachim that you can give Shchiv Merah without any kinyanim. Right? That's the famous story there that Yechizkiah didn't want to have any children because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, they was going to have a Menashe. Right? Yishaya came and said, you're going to die. It's not your business you do what you have to do. You do your thing, and Hashem does his thing. Right? You don't know Cheshman over there. So then he said, yeah, then let me have you marry your daughter. And sure enough, he married her. They had Menashe, and sure enough, Menashe was a tremendous Rasha. Right? Okay. Sure enough, there's a machlokas if Menashe did tshuva. There's a machlokas if Menashe, even if he did tshuva, doesn't say in the Navi he did tshuva. The Gemara says maybe, even if he did tshuva, he set the stage in motion for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Even if he did tshuva in the end, his legacy was so bad, he might have done personal tshuva. But what he left behind was so destructive, Hashem had enough. And it was just a matter of time before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's a direct result of Menashe. That's the Pesukim say it. Well, once Menashe was done, it was all downhill from there. Okay. Why they're going to Pesukim and Navi? Like, what's wrong with these Pesukim in the Torah? Because maybe those Pesukim in the Torah were pulling teeth. From the fact that it says, Vavardim, here, it's a very short story. Yechezkiyahu did this. He settled his affairs without Edom, without Kinyanim. It's a much better... Much better. It's a better. This is how they practice. They would know Hague like this.
Yeah, he didn't.
What? No. Yishai told him, go do matana shkrim, right? You're not going to live. So the Chetzki said, why not? So he said, because you're not having Peru Revu. So he said, yeah, because I saw Peru, and the whole story happens. What do you see? That's how people behaved. Another pasuk. From over here. So Achitofel Ra. Achitofel was somebody who he backed the wrong party. He backed Avshalom. He backed Avshalom. He actually was the instigator in the rebellion. And when he saw that it was over, that Avshalom was going to lose, so Achitofel raw, Achitofel saw kilo naasasa eitzatzo. That is his advice did not pan out. Didn't work out. Vayechavish et hachamor. He saddled the donkey. Vayedach el beso. He went to his house. El iro to his city. Vayitzav el beso. And he commanded. He settled his affairs again. He gave Matala Shchiv Meraz, Vayechanech, and he hung himself.
It wasn't
Shchimera. What?
It wasn't Shchimera.
Maybe he was a Shchimera. Good question.
He was depressed, whatever.
What?
I agree, it's not completely not an example of a mind, he was healthy.
So the Nemuka Yosef asked you a question. The Nemuka Yosef asked you a question, and he says that a guy about to die, even if he's healthy, but he's about to die, whether it's on his own hands or he's being taken out in chains to the gallows, has a din of a shchivira. What? No, no, that's not what I'm saying. But who said that?
It's right. In his head, he's already dead. His head is dead, right?
And he has to get
to die. Right. So he's being taken out in chains. He's being taken out in chains. Not a shchimera. He's perfectly healthy.
Okay,
he's about to die. He's a din of a
shchimera.
Right. He's a din of a shchimera. So too, a guy that's about to commit suicide has a din of a shchimera. It's not so far-fetched.
No, not at all.
Right. It's a more of a stretch to use this pasuk as a makar. But the principle... Right. The principle is still there. What do you see? With Tavav Alma, with just instructions. Okay, now that we mentioned Achitofel, we're going to go a little bit of a tangent. Tanar Abanan. Shalosh Devarim Tziv Achitofel Hazbanav. Three things Achitofel told his children before he died. Three things he should do. Number one, Al Tihi B'Machlokas. Don't be involved in Machlokas. Right. All of them are going to be. Don't be in Machlokas. Al Tihi B'Machlokas. Don't be in Machlokas. The Marsha says, it doesn't say Al Tihi B'Machlokas. I'm sorry. It says Al Tihi B'Machlokas. It doesn't say Al Tachloku. Don't argue. It doesn't say that. Why? Because if someone starts up with you, what are you supposed to do? So, what?
Personally.
Yeah, if someone starts up to make a machlokas with you, what are you supposed to do? Let him walk all over you? That you don't have to do. Al Tihi B'Machlokas. You don't start up with anyone else. If you're a victim of a machlokas, that might happen. So Marsha says, you don't start machlokas. If you're a victim, you don't have to take it and just lie down and let them walk all over you. You don't have to do that. You don't be an instigator of any machlokas. Al tihi b'machlokas. It doesn't say never be in a machlokas. That might happen. So I might pick on you. Number two.
Do not quarrel amongst yourselves.
Okay, that's a strange, that's a very unusual, that's what they say. All right. It doesn't change what I said. It doesn't change what the Marsha said. Number two, Al Timro du Malchus Beis David. Don't start off with Malchus Beis David. Number three, the Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuot, Barur Zaro, Barur, if it's a clear day, Zaro Chitim, sow wheat. If it's a clear day, it's a good simen that you should sow wheat. Okay, plant wheat. It's a good simen.
That year.
So first of all, what does that mean? So first of all, the Marsha says that it's really an allusion to Kabbalah Satorah. Because Shavuot is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Just like Kabbalah Satorah, if it's clear to you that Kabbalah Satorah, in other words, it's clear to you that Shavuot is a special day, it's Yom Kabbalah Satorah, if it's clear to you about that, then chita, wheat, is a mashal for knowledge, for das, and you should use the opportunity to study Torah to grow in knowledge. That's the Marsha's pshat. Okay?
Nothing to do with Dovid
Melech. No, it could be cloudy. As a matter of fact, Marzutra Omar, Balul. Marzutra says, no, if it's a cloudy day, it's a good simon. And then we say, Itmar, Amri Nahardoi, Mishen Tov Yaakov, Lo Bor Bor Mamish, Lo Bol Bol Mamish, doesn't have to be Mamish cloudy, doesn't have to be Mamish clear, Ella, Afilu Bolol, even if it's cloudy, Viruach Tzafonis Minashavtohu, and the wind blows, Zeh Hu Borer. That means it's clear. In other words, it doesn't have to be, woke up in the morning, there's not a cloud in the sky, it doesn't have to mean you can't see anything. It means, it's, you know, it's maybe cloudy in the morning, and then in the afternoon it clears up, a day like that, that's a good simon. Okay, and that's how we leave it. And the next thing is something different, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next thing is something different. Ben Yoyada has such an unbelievable vart. He says as follows. He says that Achitofel, why did Achitofel start up with David HaMelech? What possessed him to back Avshalom and make a rebellion? Why? Why? Why did he start up with him? What was wrong with David HaMelech? What do you want from the guy? What was wrong with him? Right? The guy's a king. No shail about that. So what possessed Achitophel? You know what? No, we're going to make a rebellion without... Why? So Ben Yehuda explains, the reason why was because he felt that David Melech did a sin, he married Bathsheba. He married Bathsheba, he did sin, so this is the king? A novel, right? That's what he called David. David was a Balchet. Such a person can't be the king. That's what Ben Yehuda explains. That's number one. She was a married woman. She was a married woman. He married an Ashish Ish. Allegedly. Right, so Achitophel said that. Right? Achitophel said that. You read the Pesukah, that's what you think happened. Achitophel said that. Number two. What?
He didn't learn the Gemara.
What was David Melech's yard site?
Shavuos.
So since David Melech died on Shavuos, Mestam, he was also born on Shavuos. Why? Because Tzaddikim always have the same birthday and the same yard site. So Mestam, he was born on Shavuos also. That's number two. Number three, this already is a stretch, wheat is a remez to peace, to shalom. Like it says in the Gemara, if someone sees wheat in a dream, you see wheat in a dream, it's a sign of shalom. The Gemara says that in Brachas, in all the dreams, one of the things that was wheat is shalom. Why? I don't know. But that's what it is. Okay? So now the three make perfect sense. Number one, don't be involved in machlokas. Right? Don't be involved in machlokas. Number two, this machlokas was a mistake. I was wrong in my judgment of David HaMelech. Sometimes you start up machlokas, you think you're so right. You're not so right always. Don't start up machlokas. Right? Don't be an instigator of machlokas. Sometimes you're dead wrong. Number two, I don't start up with Malchus based David. I see now, on my deathbed, that I was wrong about the whole issue with Bathsheba. I was wrong. Right? I was wrong. Why was I wrong? He didn't do chet. Then he did nothing wrong. And number three, it's clear to me now that David HaMelech was a tzaddik. Why? Because his yahrzeit is Shavuos. He died on the same day he was born. Only a tzaddik has that. Every what? 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 I guess he knew somehow. He saw that therefore he it all becomes crystal clear now. That's what he says. If it's barer that Shavuos is a clear day, it's clear that Shavuos is his yahrzeit, which is also the day of his birth, that's a sign of shalom. And therefore, shouldn't complain, shouldn't have any problems. That's many other shots. It's a very cool shot. Okay. Next. What? And what's he talking about? I was wrong. We hold like Ravitach Bar Avdimi. The Ravitach Bar Avdimi, Matzah Yontif Achron Shel Chag, on the Matzah Shmini Atzeres, that night, everybody would run to the Beis HaMikdash, Hakol Tzofin La'ashan HaMaracha. Everybody would go to see how the smoke column of the Mizbeach is blowing. And now the Gemara proceeds. Not the Klapei Tzafon. If it's blowing toward the north, then aniyim smechim. The aniyim are happy. Why are the aniyim happy? Because if it's blowing toward the north, that means it's a southerly wind. If it's a southerly wind, there's going to be a tremendous amount of rain. If there's a tremendous amount of rain, the fruits might be overripe and rot, and they're going to be very, very cheap. So the aniyim are very happy. And consequently, balibatim atzevim. The balibatim are sad. Why? Because they're going to lose money. Mipnei shegishvei shana merubin, the lot of rain, that means it's a sim for a lot of rain, upeiros markivin, and the pears are going to rot. Not the klapei darom, if the cloud of the mishkan, of the mizbeach is blowing in the northern direction, in the southern direction, aniyim atzevim. Now the opposite is true. The aniyim are sad. Why? Balabatim smechim. The balabatim are very happy. Mipnei shegishvei shana muetet. It's going to be a little bit, it's going to be enough to grow. It's just not going to be enough to make a bumper crop. So therefore, the prices are going to be pretty high. The balabatim are very happy about it. The farmers are very happy. Uperis mishtamrin. The parents are going to be just fine. Note the kapi mizrach. If it faces toward the east, hakol smechim. Everybody's happy. Why? Because you'll make enough money, but it's going to be enough rain that the prices will be a little cheaper. So everybody, it's a win-win for everyone. And kapi mairav, if it goes on the mairav side, hakol atzeven. Everybody's sad. Why? Because it's the worst of all cases. It's going to be enough rain that the crops won't make any money, but not enough rain is going to be so cheap. So everybody's upset. Oh, maybe so cheap, everybody's upset. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vermini, wait a minute, we have a different brisa that says, Mizrachis, if it's easterly wind, l'olam yaf, it's always good. Maravis, if it's a westerly wind, l'olam kosher, it's always bad. Ruach tzvonis, a northerly wind, yaf alachitim, it's good for the wheat, b'shashi v'yul shlish, when they're a third grown. V'kashu l'zeitzim, b'shashi yinitzi, you need to. And it's bad for the olives, when they're being harvested. Ruach dromis, and a southerly wind, kashu alachitim, b'shashi v'yul shlish, it's bad for the wheat when it reaches a third of its growth, v'yaf alachitim, b'shashi yinitzi. And it's good for the olives when they are being harvested. Vermer of Yosef, Vitamer Mazucha, Vitamer of Nachem Yitzchak, Simonach, the simon is Shulchan Bitzafon. The Shulchan, which is a reference to wheat, was in, right, because the Lechem upon him were on the Shulchan, that's Bitzafon. That's in the northern part of the base of the Mishkan, of the base of Mikdash. Umenorah, and the menorah, which is used olive oil, olives, is Badarum, on the southern part of the base of Mikdash. So where they stood is a remez to what's good and what's bad. That contradicts the earlier Brisa. So the Gemara says, Ha Marbi today. Right. The menorah has its benefit and the shulchan has its benefit. In other words, the shulchan in the north, it benefits from northerly things. And the menorah in the south, it benefits from southerly things. So you see, but that contradicts earlier, Bryce. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha lon, ha lahu. Depends where you are. In Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. Let's look at the Rashbam. Ha lon. It's the third to last line. Ha lon means Bavel. Livnei Bavel. The people of Bavel, Hashochnim, B'metzula, they live in a valley, V'artzo, Meluchlachas, and the land is very, very moist. They don't need so much rain. Lididon, but us, in Eretz Yisrael, Misnaya B'Braisa, Baraisa, Basraisa, we hold from the second Braisa, Shema Arvis, Kasha, the west is bad. Lefishim Materis, Yosem, Midai, L'Bavel, because it rains so much, Livnei Bavel. Umizrach is Yafa, but the east is good. Ubraisa Kamaisa, and the first Braisa, the Masnaya Ibcha, says the opposite, Lahu Livnei Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eretz Yisrael, Sha'artzam Gavoa. It's a high land, it's Rechel Lamata Harbin, it needs a lot of rain. So that's how you would play the Braisas, one's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Bavel. Okay? Look at the second to last Tosfos, which is also the second Tosfos. It says, Hakal Tzaf in Lashem Aracha. Everybody would run Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Simchas Torah, Matzah Shemini Atzeres, to go see how the column of smoke of the Mizbeach is moving. Which direction it's moving. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, wait a minute. Parakama de Yuma, Parakhla. We ask a question over there. Midatnan. Lo nitzcha ruach ashen amracha. The column of the wind never moved. Straight up. Umashani lo shaperin. Over there we answered it good. What's the answer? Tosfos says, I answered it good. I answered it good. I'm a shayin lo shaper. I gave a good answer. What's the answer? The answer is, it didn't move. This is the answer. The smoke didn't disperse, but it did wave. So which direction was it waving? It was a column, but it was a tilting that way. It was tilting north, tilting south. It didn't get all dispersed like a you make a barbecue. There's no column of smoke. It's all over the place. Here there was a column of smoke. It did not disperse. The question is, did it lean in different directions? That's what Tosfos answers the question. Maybe I don't remember now. That might be true. That might be true. That the column did not have that. Could be true. I don't remember. Okay. Tanya, Abishal Omer. Abishal says Yontif Shel Atzeres, the Yontif of Shavuos, Barur. If it's clear day, Simen Yafal Chaloshanu Tekula. That's a good simen for the whole. It's a good simen for the whole year. Amr of Zvid, or Zvid says, Hayoma Kama Dure Shata, the first day of the year. The first day of the year. Icha Chamim, if it's a hot, Kula Shata Chamim, the whole year is going to be hot. Ikar, if it's cold on the Rosh Hashanah, Kula Shata Karira, the whole year is going to be cold. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? The difference is, Litzfilas Oshal Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedushim on Yom Kippur 10 days later, what kind of tefillah does he say? So we all know he says a very short tefillah. Why do you say a very short tefillah? Because he doesn't want anyone in there to think he died. So he says a very short tefillah. Does he add anything about cold or hot? It depends. It depends on what happened in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Look at the top Rashbam. Shay Mispal Biyamakipurim, Shate Shana Zhu Gishuma, it should be rainy, Shekhuna, it should be good weather. The Atel Fia Indian nearest Rosh Hashanah Yispal El Biyamakipurim. What happens at Rosh Hashanah will determine what he does on davening on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay? No, it doesn't do with that. Based on this Gemara, there's a huge machlokas. So machlokas in Hagim. Do people eat the simonim of Rosh Hashanah? Do you eat them on the second night? It says in this Gemara that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that would be a simon for the whole year. On the first night of Rosh Hashanah, we dip an apple in honey, and we eat beets, and we eat carrots, all these simonim milta. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's the only place, as far as I know, where the Gemara talks about a segula. Want a segula for a good year? Eat an apple with honey. Which brings up the whole question, what is a segula? It's beyond the topic. When we get to that Gemara, we'll talk about it. No, it's beyond the scope of this daf. What is a segula? It's a very big question, very little answer, but the Gemara talks about segulas. On Rosh Hashanah night, the Gemara calls it Simanei Milsa. It's Simanim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's halach in Shulchan Aruch on such and such a night, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. You should eat various foods, will be mesugal for various things. Right? It's called a segula. What about the second night? You have simon on the second night?
No.
Some. What? Do you? No. It's a big machlokas achronim. Big machlokas aposkim.
Most people don't.
Most people don't. No reason why not.
What?
There's no reason why you can't, except for this Gemara. This Gemara seems to imply that you don't. Why? So the first day, not the second day. So the first day of the year is a simon. What kind of year it's going to be? Is it going to be a hot year? Is it going to be a cold year? Right?
There's an,
what? Right, but the Gemara doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, I think it's the Aruch Haner. The Aruch Haner says that every time Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, like this year, those are always bad years. Yeah. Tosa says it? Tosa does not say that. It's an Achron who says it. Every time there's a Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, all the bad things that happen in history, I don't know, all of them, many of them, most of them happened on years when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos and there was no shofar. That's the key. There was shofar the second day. What's the big deal? Shofar second day? Right? Yom HaRichta, what's the problem? So what? The first day has a special chashiv that the second day does not have. Even though there's 2 days in Eretz Yisrael and we both shofar second day, same the Sana Tokeh, the same davening, second day is always not the same. It's never the same. Right? So, like I said, some people have simonim second night. What's the downside? So you say he brought some. It's a big deal. There is no big deal. The question is it the same? Is it the same as the first night? So it's a big issue. All based on this Gemara. You don't say that the second night. Exactly. Nobody does that.
Right.
Nobody will do that. Right. Right. Well, Rosh Hashanah is also the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. That's a whole separate discussion. In what ways are they Aseret Yemei Teshuva? That's the reason you don't say it on the second night. That's the reason, because he's already into Teshuva. First night, not really, the whole discussion didn't really start yet. It's a whole machlokas. What if you didn't say, you forgot to say Zechir L'chaim at night, you forgot to say Melech HaKadosh at night, first night of Rosh Hashanah, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's a big machlokas. You may not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because it doesn't really start till the morning. It's a whole machlokas. Okay. Fine. 5 minutes. We're not going to do the whole daf. We're going to stop in halfway through because the next half just goes straight. Back to Shechiv Meirah. Okay, that was a nice detour. Back to Shechiv Meirah. Rava Amar of Nachman, Matana Shechiv Meirah, Midrabanan, Ba'almihi. No, the whole Matana Shechiv Meirah is a Dindrabanan. Even though I said it on an Aleph. Did even if the Gemara started off today's daf. Well, how do you know Matana Shechiv has been a Torah? And what did I say? It's just an Asmachta. Now the Gemara says, it's not even that. It's only Midrabanan. There isn't even an Asmachta, says Rava. It's only Midrabanan. Midrabanan Ba'almihi. Why? Shematidra of Daita will love. Because the shechiver is going to get all upset. The Rashbam first he suggests that the gzeira shema while you're waiting for edim, the shechiver is going to change his mind. Says the Rashbam. So what if he changes his mind? It's a big deal. If he changes his mind. Is that a reason not to have edim, not to have a kinyan? That can't be the reason. The reason is he's going to die faster. But that was a suggestion. Maybe he'll change his mind. So what kind of reason is that? The guy's allowed to change his mind, right? So Rashbam rejects that. He says, no, the pshat must be, we're afraid he's going to die. Right? Shema titra of daito olav, dot, 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 and he will die. Not that he will take it back. That we're not afraid of. Umi amar of Nachman hachi? Nachman really said that? Amar of Nachman, afal gav tamar Shmuel. Even though Shmuel said, hamoch eshtar chov l'chadero. If somebody, listen to this. Simcha owes me $1,000. Simcha owes me $1,000. I can't wait for the money. So I sell the fact that you owe me $1,000 to Mati. So Mati won't pay $1,000, he'll pay me $800. And now Mati will go collect from Simcha. Right? I got my $800, you owe still owe $1,000, but now you owe it to Mati. After Mati gives me the $800, I go ahead and I'm mocha the loan. You hear this? I'm mocha the loan. Shmuel says, if somebody sells a debt to someone else, and then I, the one who's owed the money, I'm mochel the loan, machlo, it's mochel. It's a valid cancellation. This gigantic Tosfos discusses, can Mati come back and say, listen, now, first of all, then you give me back the money. So everyone agrees, I have to give back Mati the $800. Do I owe Mati the other $200? That seems to be a machlokas here between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam seems to say yes, Tosfos says no. I owe you the $800 I have to give back. Why? I caused you an $800 loss. It's no different than if I take a star that's worth $1,000 and I burn it. So I'll give you 5 cents for the piece of paper? No one holds like that. Right? No one holds like that. I only think, yeah, because it's the value of what, it's a representative value. So when I just caused you a loss by being mochel, there's nothing here. But by mochel this debt, I have to pay you back either the $800 or some say even the full $1,000. That I for sure have to do. But what do you see? That if someone's mochel a debt, the debt's mochel. Right? Vafilu Yoresh Machol, even if the guy who is owed the money dies, his children can also be mochalit, right? Just because someone died, doesn't mean the Love has to pay the Yoshim. He owed $1,000 to the father died, now he pays his children $1,000. Those children also can be mochalit. Listen, don't pay. We don't want you to pay. Mode Shmuel, Shmuel would agree, Shim Nasna Matana Shchiv Meira, that if you give a Shchiv Meira, and the Yachalim Cholo, you can't take that back. Right? Now, Iyamid Bishlam Doraisa, if you tell me that a Shchiv Meira of Matana Shchiv Meira is a Doraisa, Bishum Hachi, and the Yachalim Cholo, you can't take it back. Why? Because all things Doraisa can't be Mochel. Ella, Iyamid Durabanan, he, but if Shchiv Meira is only a Durabanan, I'm not any Yachalim Cholo. Why can't you take it back? Why can't you do Mochel? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Ain't a Shal Torah, you're right, it's not a Din Doraisa. Vasua Kishal Torah. But they gave it the authority and the strength of a Din Doraisa. We ran out of time. There's a whole discussion here, how you can be Mochalit. Is that a Din Doraisa? Is that a Din Darabanan? The Gemara seems to assume it's a Din Darabanan. And the second question we have to ask is, what does it mean that Asu Shal Torah? What does that mean? Asu Shal Torah. A loan also is not it's a nice thing to do to lend money. It's not Torah. What does that mean? So we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. We're up to Amar Rava. From Amar Rava until the whole Amar Aleph is really one sugya, which is why I don't mind stopping now, because we're going to stop from here anyway tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.